is Chicago's number one for throwbacks. 104.3 Jams. You're listening to the Ed Lover Morning Show. We are talking Grammys last night, and Jen and I were just talking about how African American History Month is being dimmed because they keep putting all these major events during African American History Month and not really acknowledging African American history at all. And look at what we're doing here in Chicago. One of the leaders, okay, of the African American anti-lynching crusade in the 1890s was Ida B. Wells. And she was also an African American journalist and activist. And she's a big part of the advancement of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, or the NAACP. Chicago is naming a street after her.
And not just any street, a street in downtown Chicago.
That's right. Ida B. Wells.
You know what I mean? That's incredible.
That's incredible. But yet we got all of these people that do well and well off. We have the Grammys. We have the Oscars. We had the NBA All-Star Game. And we had the Super Bowl. And if you keep putting all of these major events in the same month, African American History Month, and you don't acknowledge African American history, you don't do anything special for African American history, the Super Bowl, and probably 75 to 80% of the players in the National Football League are African American. You don't acknowledge it. And then we got to look at Maroon 5. Nothing wrong with Maroon 5.
No, nothing wrong at all.
But you do Maroon 5 in Atlanta.
So what do we think we need to do here? Do we need to keep these events in February, you think, and acknowledge Black history? Or should they be
moved? If you're going to do it, make sure that you acknowledge that it's African American History Month.
Because I'm ready to pull up with you and do like a hashtag, okay, move it all to January.
If Joy Villa, whoever she is, can walk the red carpet of the Grammys with a MAGA Make America Great Again and a dress with barbed wire on it that says Build the Wall, which I found super disrespectful to my Mexican brothers and sisters.
Yeah, not okay.
Okay. Why no single African American artist can walk there that I saw with a shirt on or anybody with somebody from history, from our history?
Yeah, Krista said it best. They don't want any drama like that. They're there
What's
for the
drama?
Music.
What's drama about supporting African American History Month?
Well, you don't. Okay, this is what I love about you, Ed. If you say
I'm very, very, very proud Black man. I know the struggles that my mom and my dad went through in this country, and my grandfather and my grandmother. I know it. So I'm going to represent Black people to the fullest. That's what I'm going to do. I love all people, but this is African American History Month, and it needs to be recognized by African Americans and by all of these other big, big things, all of these big events. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a good platform to talk more about things.
Absolutely.